So let's talk a little bit about you. Let's learn a little bit more about Leo. So what was your first break in the ad biz, and do you remember your first ad?
Yeah, I think the first break was probably getting fired.
Oh, really? Yeah. Sometimes that's...
Yeah, I think it was an important you know, moment, because I was at an agency that didn't understand the type of work I was interested in.
Hmm.
And I think as a young creative, it's very easy, and I think any good creative kind of does this, to look inward and start to doubt yourself. So that was a really important moment for me, because suddenly I moved on to you know, other places where I found a like-mindedness, and you started to fight the real battles, which was getting clients on board with your ideas and getting them out into the real world in a proper way, and not so much the internal thing. You know, I think for young creatives, it's really important not to kind of underestimate what you're excited about.
Sure.
You know, and what you want to do. You know, lucky at that point that when that happened, that I kind of, you know, I stuck to my guns, and I was really passionate about the sort of work I wanted to make, and I continued on that course.
That's the what. How about the who? Who's been instrumental in your career or life, you know, and how?
When you're from an Italian family, you know, growing up in Australia, it's, you know, you kind of you get in trouble if you don't mention your grandfather.
Right. Smack him back of the head.
He was a real inspiration to me. I would put my parents in probably the most instrumental, because I had a dad that just, growing up in Australia, you just drive a lot. You know, you're in a car, it's a big country. And he just seemed to have like Cat Stevens on repeat in the old cassette. I just grew up with a fascination of language and words. Eventually went to university, kind of majoring in journalism. And then a mother who was just very, you know, very much about, you know, if you want something, then you kind of go and do it. And that, I think that combination is really important.
So if you weren't doing this, advertising, any idea what you would be doing?
I tried that. I resigned when I was in my early 20s. I resigned from my job, and I was a goalkeeper.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
And I was trying to juggle both things, and I thought, I'm just going to go and give this a go.
Yeah, you thought for a real, breaking for a real through an advertising was tough.
And it was funny
because I took sports.
Yeah, it was funny because I took 3 months off, and what happened is that I couldn't stop thinking about ideas.
Right.
And I realized that actually in the process that it was really my, you know, what I love to do. And even if I, you know, could have made it, which I probably wouldn't, I had a burst appendix that, you know, kind of kept me away, waking up from the anesthetic actually. I had an advertising idea. Like, I woke up literally with an advertising idea. And I thought, well, you know, I should probably listen to that. And, you know, that's what I decided to pursue.
You ever had a dry spell and gone back to that anesthesia and said? So how about other personal passions, top two or three personal passions?
You mentioned story. I think it's, you know, it's in whatever form, you know, there's a, Walter Lippmann has that quote, the world is the way that we imagine it at any point in time. And, you know, story does get us to act a certain way as people, and it has a profound impact. And then my two boys.
Mm. How old are they?
5 and 3 months.
Ah, okay. So busy guy. Yeah, they bring you lots of joy. I have 3 kids, yeah, the joy that you can't imagine. Well, Leo, thanks so much.
All right.
It's been a real pleasure. Thanks for coming down. That's it for Buzz Bubble. We'll see you tomorrow.